Okay, I Want to Know is a chance for you to ask the questions you were always afraid to ask or didn't know who to ask. In this segment, we return to the popular topic of place names and where they come from. I'm WVXU's Bill Reinhart. Ann Scove points out there are a lot of cities and counties in Ohio that share a name.
So you've got Hamilton County, doesn't have Hamilton, the city, in it. And then there's Montgomery County, which is where Dayton is, but there's a Montgomery here. And then Warren is like way off on the other side of the state, and there's a Warren County close to here, but they're nowhere near each other.
Her theory is famous people get things named after them.
It's everywhere, like Washington State and Washington, D.C. are nowhere near each other either, but, you know, Washington, famous.
It's not a bad theory. Steve Lucht is curator at Dayton History.
Pretty much all the major cities in Ohio are not named after places, they're named after people.
Lucht says Montgomery County was formed in 1803 and named after Richard Montgomery, who was in the British colonial army until the colonists declared independence. Then he joined George Washington. He was killed during the Battle for Quebec in 1775. Lucht says there's a story that the naming suggestion came from Dr. John Hole.
He was an assistant surgeon in the Continental Army, and he was in Quebec City when General Montgomery was killed. He moved to Dayton around 1797 after the war, and when Montgomery County was formed in 1803, it's said that Dr. Hole suggested that the county be named after General Montgomery.
Lucht says it's reasonable to say people in Montgomery County were aware of the community of Montgomery in Hamilton County. It was founded in 1795, according to the curator of the Wilder Swaim House, Janet Korach. It was also named for Richard Montgomery, but in a roundabout way. The settlers came to Ohio from Montgomery, New York.
They originally had another name, Ward Bridge, and after the Revolutionary War, they renamed their city in honor of General Montgomery.
There are a number of instances of Ohio counties and cities sharing a name but not sharing space. Too many to include in this story. There's Franklin and Hamilton, Harrison, Monroe, Fairfield, and Butler, just to name a few. There's also Warren. Warren County Historical Society President John Zimka says 29 of Ohio's 88 counties, including his, are named for a founding father.
We're named after Dr. Joseph Warren, who's often referred to as the forgotten founding father. He's the one who sent Paul Revere on his famous ride.
Warren County was formed in 1803, a few months after Ohio became a state. The city of Warren in northeast Ohio was founded earlier by people who came from Connecticut, according to Zimkus.
It could be a totally separate honoring of Dr. Joseph Warren without any connection between our Warren and their Warren.
Well, he's partly right.
Warren was founded back in 1799.
Megan Reed is director of the Trumbull County Historical Society in Warren, Ohio. She says the city was named for a Warren, but not the Revolutionary War hero. It was named for a surveyor, Moses Warren.
A lot of people would assume that it was named after Warren Harding, or there are actually a lot of Warren connections in Ohio generally, but ours is a local connection here. Moses Warren was hired by the Connecticut Land Company, who, of course, owned this land in the Connecticut Western Reserve in northeast Ohio.
Reed says when Ephraim Quimby purchased land in the area, he named it after the surveyor. She says it was not uncommon for landowners to name places, but there's no indication why Quimby chose Warren's name. Both the city of Hamilton and Hamilton County were named for Alexander Hamilton, while Franklin and Franklin County were both named for Benjamin Franklin. If you have a question, go to wvxu.org/okiwannano. Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.